It's green across the board today, with the All Share gaining over 1.7%, financials ending 1.5% stronger, industrials up 1.8%, and the resources ending just over 2.2% higher. Joining me in studio to have a look at the day's market action is Sam Mokorosi from Vunani Capital. Sam, thank you so much for your time. Your take on today's market activity?
Yeah, look, so if you take the history of the week, Ace Magashule frightened everyone around the Reserve Bank, and we saw the rand weaken to lower than 15 rand. It came back today because the dollar is weaker, pounds also weaker, and so is the euro. And the issue there was that jobs numbers in the US came out lower than expected. They're using the word shock, just like we shocked about GDP numbers also coming out weaker this week. So what you saw today is that both the dollar was weaker, gold was stronger, platinum was stronger. So that was all good for our resources counters. And with the rand strengthening a little bit, you saw a little bit of strength coming out of industrials and the banks as well.
All right. Company news that may have caught your attention?
Look, APSA came out and said that their divorce with APSA is still going well. They are spending close to 13 billion rand on that separation. So that's a new definition of going well. But that's going along. You saw Bidvest also coming out and saying that they're having tough trading conditions at the moment. I think that the slower economy is hitting some of their trading businesses specifically.
What's your assessment of the banking industry? I mean, you've got APSA that's still dealing with a divorce or separation from Barclays. And then you get Standard Bank that's shut down quite a lot of branches.
Yep.
And I must say, one or two that were so convenient for me, maybe not so much for their balance sheet to keep it operationally going.
Yep.
And then there's also these new guys that are playing in that space, and everybody is competing for market share. What's your take on the banking industry?
So right, I think I saw a number that said, you know, all the other banks except for Capitec have been shutting down branches over the last sort of 10 years or so. Capitec is only the only one that's increasing branches. You see Time Bank coming to the market, starting to advertise, Discovery Bank as well. What's also noteworthy is how there's a race to the bottom in terms of fees. So you're seeing guys coming in with zero fee accounts. So all of this, I think, is good for the consumer. As an investor in the banking sector, really you have to find those counters that are doing well in maybe their investment banking and corporate banking and lending, because I think retail banking is really going to be, is continuing to be squeezed. You're seeing a growth in market share for Capitec. Everyone else is kind of retreating. FNB is not doing so badly in that space. But my favorite of the lot at the moment remains First Rand, because they remain strong in that corporate banking and investment banking sector. And I think that RMB have a good digital strategy. Sorry, FNB have a good digital strategy. And they're fending off Capitec well in the lower end of the market. We'll have to see whether the new kids on the block actually survive and take on the big boys.
Before we get to your stock pick, a lot of people would have described May as quite not so good for the JSE. There was a lot happening. How would you then describe this beginning of June? Are you seeing some light at the end of the tunnel, or is it a case where a lot of global factors are just playing their way on the markets right now?
I think if you look internationally and locally, there's very little good news, unfortunately. So, you know, the trade war puts a lid on expectations around growth globally. What that's been good for, though, is back to the resources. The gold counters have been fairly good this year, and I think they will continue to be so in this season of uncertainty, because you've got a weak rand and you've got a strong gold price that's helping the gold counters. So that's a sector that I think will perform well in the short to medium term. But locally as well, weak growth, lots of concerning corporate scandals as well.
Yes.
And so it's hard to find the good news locally.
All right, maybe you can give us some good news with your stock pick.
So stock pick is one company that seems to be pulling itself out of mess, which is MTN.
Okay.
So obviously all the issues around Nigeria have been a damper on their performance, but they've come out with a fairly sensible disposal strategy, and you're seeing them start to act on that. They also have a shareholding in Jumia, which is listed on the New York Stock Exchange. Mm-hmm. It's a strong West African e-commerce platform. They may be exiting out of that as well, just because they see it as non-core and non-strategic. Mm-hmm. But they've done well in that investment. So we like MTN at the moment.
And I suppose their new advisory board with all those big names should be able to help them when it comes to, I suppose, navigating the terrain that they've been exposed to over the past year.
Yes, when I was here a few weeks ago, remember they swapping their chairman towards the end of the year, and so that should support them as well.
All right, thank you so much for your time. That's Sam Mokorosi from Vunani Capital. Maybe you can give us some good news with your stock pick.
So stock pick is one company that seems to be pulling itself out of mess, which is MTN.
Okay.
So obviously all the issues around Nigeria have been a damper on their performance, but they've come out with a fairly sensible disposal strategy, and you're seeing them start to act on that. They also have a shareholding in Jumia, which is listed on the New York Stock Exchange. Mm-hmm. It's a strong West African e-commerce platform. They may be exiting out of that as well, just because they see it as non-core and non-strategic, but they've done well in that investment. So we like MTN at the moment.
And I suppose their new advisory board with all those big names should be able to help them when it comes to, I suppose, navigating the terrain that they've been exposed to over the past year.
Yes,
so
when I was here a few weeks ago, remember they swapping their chairman towards the end of the year, and so that should support them as well.
All right, thank you so much for your time. That's Sam Mokorosi from Vunani Capital.